Can't be, that's what I was getting at. Praise the Lord. I want you to locate the book of Judges and the book of Jeremiah. Two Old Testament books. And I know we have several this morning. I know could have sung, but I really feel like I need to get into the Word and give you plenty of time to spend with your families this afternoon and this evening. Again, no church tonight. If you're able and willing, I know Brother Tim is beginning revival in Richmond. If any of you want to make that journey, it would bless him if you sort of popped in on him there. Judges chapter number 9, and we'll go to a couple of places in Jeremiah just a little bit later. Let's stand to our feet and honor the Word of God. Again, good to have everyone this morning. I know we've got a few visitors. Glad you come to the house of the Lord, and I trust you will be blessed. I know and understand this is Mother's Day. However, my message is not a Mother's Day themed message. This past week, I know Darla had mentioned Facebook. Well, someone had put on Facebook a comment that I chose to respond to. And I will share that with you just in a moment. Judges chapter 9, verse 46. And I want to read about four verses of Scripture. And this morning, if you can, I want you to follow me. I want you to take my lead and follow me. And that will become clear here just in a minute. Can you say praise the Lord? Verse 46, and when all the men of the tower of Shechem heard that, they entered into a hold of the house of the god little g, Barak. How many have read that with me? And it was told Abimelech that all the men of the tower of Shechem were gathered together. And Abimelech got him up to Mount Zalmon, he and all the people that were with him. And Abimelech took, what did he take? An axe in his hand, and cut down a bough from the trees, and took it and laid it on his shoulder, and said unto the people that were with him, what ye have seen me do, make haste and do as I have done. How many thank God for examples of people that have done it before you that we can follow their lead? Verse 49, and all the people likewise cut down every man his bough and followed Abimelech and put them to the hold and set the hold on fire upon them. So that all the men of the tower of Shechem died also, about 1,000 men and women. Will you reach your hands this way and let's agree together in prayer as we look to the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning. We honor You this morning. We praise You for Your holy Word. Thank You for a wonderful plan of salvation. Thank You for Your ever-abiding presence. Thank You for each person that's come out to Your house this morning. And Father, as we look to You, guide us today, lead us today by the power of Your Spirit. Allow our mind to understand and perceive the call that's upon our lives and respond to that call and be changed by Your touch and by Your presence this morning. Father, we acknowledge You in all of our ways. We ask You, Lord, to direct our path and be glorified today. Minister by Your power. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Turn to your neighbor, give him a high five and say, God gives us the victory. Can you give me a high five? God is good. I have looked forward to sharing this Word with you for a couple of days now. And I mentioned that there was a comment on Facebook. And I'll share that with you just in a couple of moments. But I want you to look at the story that I've read for you this morning in the 9th chapter of the book of Judges, concluding at verse number 49. The result of them accumulating the boughs of these trees and a large brush pile was they set this tower on fire. And understand that this tower was large enough that the resulting death was 1,000 people. Now the enemy here and those that were involved in paganism in verse 46 talked about the god little g Barak, they thought that they could go to this tower, I would assume up off the ground, far enough out of reach, Brother Micah, that nothing could get them, nothing could reach them. They were in, notice verse 46 says, a hold. And this is a stronghold, if you would. However, Abimelech had an idea that he could cut a branch. And if enough people could follow his lead and cut enough branches to where that they can accumulate a large enough brush pile, they could have a big enough fire that could affect the entire tower, this large tower, enough that they could defeat the enemy and also at the same time destroy this arm of paganism. Now, when we read through the Old Testament and we follow the nation of Israel, how many understand there's a recurring theme? They'll serve God for a little while, then they'll fall into paganism for a little while, and affliction or bondage will come along, and we'll find they'll work their way back to God, and God in His mercy will forgive them and deliver them. Amen. I think it would be good for us to sort of, as Barney Fife would say, nip it in the bud. Something, praise the Lord. Got one bullet in his pocket, but that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to nip it in the bud. And what I want to do today is something very similar to what they did here. I know they faced a pagan god, a false god. I want with your help today, if I can cut a limb down, and you can follow me and cut a limb down, and we can build a big enough fire, I want us to burn away false hope. Now, false hope is an interesting phrase. Someone said any hope is good. No, that is not true. Let me understand, you don't want a false hope. I want the real hope. I want the truth. I thank God for men and women of God that have enough backbone and love me enough that they'll tell me the truth in spite of my temporary feelings. And how many hate to hurt anybody's feelings? Y'all hate, I do, I really do. I just hate to hurt someone's feelings. But this morning, if I say something that bursts your bubble, if I say something that comes across to you as a rude awakening, and maybe you're in the stronghold of a tower under the guise of a false hope, a false god, if I could smoke you out of that place and do something this morning to maybe interrupt your life enough to let you understand that you're on the wrong track, you're walking the wrong pathway, you're serving the wrong God, you're trusting in the wrong thing, then I will have accomplished everything I set out to do this morning. Amen. This is what I want to do. And what I want to do this morning is, with the help of the Lord, I want to get the axe of the Word of God, and I want to go to a tree, and I want to cut it down. Hallelujah. I even brought me a prop. Don't be afraid. I'm not dangerous. I felt it necessary to bring my axe over. It's a good, well-used axe. You can look at it, and there's little chips and nicks in the blade, but it'll do the job. Help me believe the Word of God to do the job. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to set this right here for now. Don't worry about it. It won't bite you. I'm going to cut a limb down, and I'm going to start a fire. And I want you to follow me and do the same thing. Abimelech began with a single bough. Again, this tower was too tall for him to do it by himself. And help me understand, the preacher can't get all this done. I can speak to you till I'm blue in the face. I can lay it out and preach time after time, and there's a byword called preaching. It's one of these things you know you hear but you never listen to. I want you to hear the Word of God, understand the Word of God this morning, and let's burn down this tower of false hope. Having said that, I want to share with you a friend of mine in Eastern Kentucky, a young lady. I was there. Her mom and dad went to the church where I pastored years ago. I was there when she was born. Good friends of mine. I've sort of at a distance watched her grow up, and she's in her upper 20s now. And she posted this on Facebook. She put on there, "I would rather be an honest sinner than a lying hypocrite."
That's right.
I would rather be an honest sinner than a lying hypocrite. Pretty good statement, right? I put on there, after we started talking, I said, you know, I agree with that. But you know what I put on there first? I put on there, either way, you're lost without Jesus. There are going to be some honest sinners standing before God and going to be cast into hell. How many got your axe with you today? Are you going to need it? Can you say praise the Lord? Notice Jeremiah. I've asked you to locate the prophet Jeremiah. An honest sinner, and I noticed several of y'all jumped on board and you agreed with that statement. Actually, you know, I would rather be. I'd actually rather be neither. Come on, say, can you say amen? In fact, Brother Richard, I plan on being neither. I plan on being a servant of Jesus and trusting in Him to make it heaven. But, you know, hell's going to be filled with people with good intentions.
Amen.
Are y'all with me today? Are y'all got your action? You ready to knock off a limb and help me start a fire today? I can't start this fire by myself. If you ain't jumping on board, it ain't going to go nowhere. But there's some false hope and there's some false gods we need to deal with. We need to look at today, and with the help of the Lord, we need to set them on fire and watch them burn to the ground. I want you to know when you leave here this morning, if you have any other hope other than your faith in what Jesus Christ done for you at the cross of Calvary, I want you to know you have left that tower still standing and you've not cut enough trees and you've not used your axe enough to level it to the ground. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. I have passed my lot, my entire lot, not on my own works of righteousness, hear me now, but on my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Notice Jeremiah chapter number 2. And we're going to skip forward in Jeremiah just in a second. One verse in verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewed them out cisterns. A cistern is a reservoir, a water reservoir that's used, Brother Micah, as a container. Cisterns hold that water through the drought. So we go to the cistern when it's not raining, and hopefully there's something there. But these man-made, hewed out, self-made cisterns, it says they're broken and they can hold no water. Sort of like Bobby's flash this morning. For those of you in Sunday school know what I'm talking about. How many know him today is your fountain? Your man-made efforts and your man-made attempts, you recognize that your righteousness is as filthy rags in His sight. And you're not going to try to bargain with Him. You're not going to stand there before the pearly gates. And when they ask you the question, why should I let you in? You're not going to say, well, you know, I was this and I was that. And I've served the Lord this many years. Friends, I'll tell you what, I will tell them that my ticket was punched at Calvary. And what Jesus done for me is my only hope to make it into that place. Are you with me today? Now, there's a word here I want you to focus on. And it's the word fountain. And the word fountain here in the original Hebrew means something properly, something dug. I thought about bringing me a mattock today too, but I guess the axe is enough. Y'all understand we can use these props and utensils, but I don't know. The axe just sort of I like the axe. We need to use it. Can you say amen? All right. Something dug, and it means a source. A source of water, the source of tears, and the source of blood. And I'll tell you what I'm doing today. I'm going to go right to the source. I'm going to bypass man. Are we all right, Brother Dennis? I'm going to bypass man. Hallelujah. I'm not going to trust in myself. I'm going to trust in Jesus. I want you to fast forward to chapter 17. Hallelujah.
I don't want that distraction. Jeremiah 17, notice verse number 9. Someone say, praise the Lord. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, and who could know it? Don't trust your heart. Trust the Word of God. Proverbs 14 and 12, Proverbs 16 and 25 says, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I think, I feel. Don't tell me what I think. Don't tell me what I feel. Tell me what the Word of God says. Tell me what the Bible plainly tells us. Amen? Someone say praise the Lord. Verse 10, I, the Lord, search the hearts. I try the rein to give to every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge sits on eggs and hatches them not, so he that getteth riches, but not by right, shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel. All that forsake thee shall be ashamed. And they that depart from me shall be written in the earth because they have forsaken, read this with me, the Lord, the fountain, the source of living water. Jesus told the woman at the well that if you drink of the water that I will give you, once you partake, the water that I give you will be in you. A what? A well of living water springing up into everlasting life. Verse 14, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. Are y'all ready for Thou art my praise? Can you lift your hands to heaven if you know Him as a Savior, if you know Him as a healer, if you've got a praise in your body this morning? Glory to God. He's worthy of all praise. He's our source. He's our strength. And we're looking to Him today. Hallelujah. 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 Praise You, Jesus, for salvation. We know, Lord, that that always works. Praise You, Jesus. People trust in a lot of things. I've had the privilege of witnessing door-to-door to folks, and it's always interesting when you cold call somebody. That's what they call in business, when you just dial up somebody you don't know. How many enjoy telemarketers cold calling you? We won't go there. But I'll knock on a door, and I'll talk to somebody, and I'll ask them, do they know the Lord? Here we go. I was baptized. How many understand that wasn't a question I asked? I like this one. My family goes to church. All right, I've got my axe out. So what? Are y'all with me today? I'm starting a fire here. I'm trying to burn this tower down. Y'all ain't going to help me here. Y'all ain't on board here. Hallelujah. My name's on the roll. Love church membership. I thank God for those that are members of this church that are partnering with us. We thank God for that. Amen. But guess what? That won't get you through gates of pearl when this is all over with. Well, I know the preacher. I shake the preacher's hand, or I do this, or I do that. And you could get all these answers and all these reasons. Friends, I want you to know, I know the source. And I've bypassed man, glory to God, and I've went straight to Jesus, and I'm trusting in Him for everything. Locate Genesis 26. A fountain is the source, and it means something that is dug. I believe the church today needs to do something. I believe the church today, and I say the word church in the loosest, most generic terms, the church in general, not talking about the local assembly, not talking about even a denomination, but I'm just saying the church worldwide, the church in general, needs to get back to the fountain. We need to get rid of our man-made cisterns. We need to set on fire the tower of false hope. And we need to look straight to Jesus. Having said that, Genesis 26, verse 18, in a time when Isaac, notice this, let me read it for you, verse 18, and Isaac digged again. The wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called them, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. In verse 19, and Isaac's servants digged in the valley. How many have been down that valley? How many understand you, when you're down the valley, you're closer to the water? We like the mountain. Don't get me wrong. I love the shout. I love the mountain. But when we're down in that valley, it's time we get down to the bottom of that. And we dig down. And notice what they found here. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water, an artesian flowing well of water. Zechariah chapter number 14 tells how that in that day, living water would flow from Jerusalem. In the Hebrew language, the same word here, and it means flowing. I want you to know God's not going to give you a stagnant bucket of goo. But what He gives is manna every morning. It comes from heaven and it comes fresh. It comes flowing. Glory to God. And if the Lord wants to give you something, He's not going to give you 2 week old bread. It's going to be fresh. I love how Lamentation says His mercies, they're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And whatever God gives you, it's good. I want you to know that the oil of the Lord is fresh. Can somebody say praise the Lord? I want you to listen to this. Nothing can take God's place. You may have a cistern and you may have a way worked out and you and Jesus may have your own thing going, and I understand that. Hallelujah. But friends, we've got to do it His way. And if I can burn that tire down, I'm going to try my best to just for a few minutes here. And yeah, I would rather be an honest sinner too than a lying hypocrite. But both of them are going to hell. So how many want to be an honest sinner? How many want to be an obedient child of God? Amen. We've cleared that up. That's good. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12 says this: follow peace with all men and holiness, without which most people... How many realize that I on purpose misquoted that? Without which, there you go, Brother Delmer, no man shall see the Lord. This is one of those exclusive statements, Brother Micah, in which there's no exception. Now, glory to God. Can I get down to where we're at today? How many understand it's wrong to gossip? But how many of you still run your mouth? Good preaching. I could say things like that and smile at you. Because it's true. Oh, God will judge that. I do it, but He won't judge me. Come on now. Some of y'all put your axe up when I said that. Help me cut this down. Somebody say amen. Amen. Without which, no man shall see the Lord. That is exclusive, without exception. Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, without faith it's impossible to please Him. Well, don't have faith, but yeah, I still believe I'll please the Lord. That's what it says. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12 and 8, without chastisement, we're not children, we're not sons. He says we're bastards. We've got to receive the chastisement of the Lord. We have to. Hebrews 9:22. Almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. I don't care how many good things you do. I don't care how many bargains you make. When you get out here and you mess up and you turn around and start making God 1,000 promises, somebody say praise the Lord. Or if you think you can offset it by giving a good deed, or think if you throw an extra amount in the offering plate, it'll take care of that sin you've done. Friends, I want you to know that offering is not acceptable to God. Without the shedding of blood, and may I say without the shedding of Christ's blood, there is no remission of sin. And if you're trusting in anything else, that tower needs to be burnt to the ground. Amen. Listen, without faith, without holiness, without accepting the chastisement and the correction of God, and without the blood of Christ, you have no hope. Somebody say amen. One more verse. And I'm going to close. Sister Betty, will you come to the piano this morning? I tell you, I hope you see my heart today. When you leave this place, You're going to leave this place with the absolute understanding and knowledge that if your salvation is based on anything than the righteousness of Christ, you understand that you're not going to make it. I'm not mixing this at all. Because friends, I brought my axe today and there's some limbs I need to cut down. And you know what? I can't do it myself. You see that you need to cut them down too. And if we'll all get an axe, and we all cut down them limbs, I believe the Holy Ghost, Sister Betty, can start a fire.
Amen.
And I believe it can burn up the false gods and the false hopes and the false ideas and the mentality that we've had for years. And we can trust in Jesus. I love Him today. I love Him today. And I don't want any limb or tree or branch, anything in my way that would hinder me from getting to Jesus. I want to cut it out of my way. John chapter 10 tells us this. Verily I say unto you, verse 1, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. You see, a thief and the robber is not going to go through the front door. They're going to try an alternate path. Come in the wind. But friends, I want you to know I understand the door. And my Lord has the key. And He's opened the way for me to come. And the invitation today is for whosoever will. How many whosoevers we have today? That's me. That's you. We was testifying of our mothers in Sunday school. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, I know my mother loved me without question. And we all have fond memories, don't we? But you know, that mama might forget her kid. You know, it's possible, mama, that you get so wrapped up in stories and we hear tales of, you know, mamas that are less than what they should be. Someone say amen. That's true. Sad but true. Mamas leaving kids in cars and because of drugs and different things, neglecting children. She might forget. But Isaiah, the prophet, said, God said, I won't forget you.
Amen.
You see, it's not possible for God to forget. Mama might. And I'll tell you what, if I base that on my own mama, I want you to know that there was always food on the table. We always had clean clothes to wear to school. I had a wonderful mama. She wasn't perfect, but she was my mama. And I loved her. God, and if she's that good, God must be a whole lot better. Is that all right today?
Amen.
Is that all right today? How many still got your axe out?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, what we need to do with that axe is apply it in our own life. We need to work on those dead limbs in our own life. We need to purge the things in our own life that stop us and hinder us. And friends, don't let anything this morning cause you to hope in anything else other than in Jesus. You see, I'm big on Jesus. How many figured that out already? Y'all figured that
Amen.
Out? I'm big on Jesus. Because I know He's my ticket, my only ticket. This morning, do you know Him? I want us to stand to our feet right now. And I want to give you an invitation, first of all, to be saved this morning. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus today and your sins are not under the blood, you may be in this large tower. You think you're safe. But friends, if that tower is not based on the cross of Jesus Christ and the shed blood of Calvary, friend, that tower is a false hope. And you need to burn it down right now. If you're trusting in anything else, and I want you to know, mama and daddy's religion is fine for them, but it's not going to do you any good on the day of judgment. You're not going in on anyone else's skirt tail, coat tail. Hallelujah. You're going to have to trust Jesus yourself. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer right now. Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning. We praise You this morning. I honor You for Your touch, for Your presence, for Your power. Father, I have obeyed You to the best of my ability today. And hopefully, Lord, we've exposed the false hopes and lies of the enemy. And Lord, may we be stripped down to nothing but the fact that You loved us enough that You died on the cross. And may we receive the cross today. The shed blood of your Son, Jesus. May we receive that today in all of its fullness. Forgiveness, sanctification, deliverance, and all that you come to do and fulfill. Thank you this morning for what you provided. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. With every head bowed, every eye closed right now. Hallelujah. I don't do this very often, but I want to do it this morning. The Lord understands you. He understands all about you. How many this morning, again, with no one looking around, we're not going to embarrass anyone, with an upraised hand would acknowledge before God, Brother Ted, I'm not where I need to be with the Lord, and I need the Lord to help me. Would there be one hand all over this building? I feel the Lord pulling at someone right now. Don't hesitate. The Lord knows and understands. He loves you today. He loves you today. Would there be one hand? I'm tarrying just a minute because I know that's hard. It's hard sometimes to raise that hand. We're not embarrassing you. But you just want to say, I'm just not where I need to be, Brother Ted. I need the Lord's help. I need the Lord's help. I need the Lord's help. Would there be one hand? Hallelujah. How many this morning need a closer walk with the Lord? Raise that hand up. Every hand in this house should be high up in the air. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Why don't you just lift that other hand up and just worship Him right now? We're getting ready to come to the altar. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you this morning. We worship you for your goodness. Thank you for your hand extended. Thank you for your hand extended. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you for the cross. Praise you for the cross. Praise you for the cross. Thank you, Lord, for taking our place. We deserve to be there. Lord, it was my sin, Lord, that drove you there. I thank you, Jesus. I want us to come right now without hesitation. Everyone that could, let's find the place. Let's gather around this altar. Kneel at your seat. Call upon Jesus this morning.